My name's Mel Herbert, and he's Tom Wolfson. We're going to be talking about the cars, the batteries, the solar panel, the stock price, the man, the myth. We're going to be talking about everything Tesla. Why? Because we're...
Talking Tesla.
Holy crap, Herbert. What the hell happened yesterday? Did you do something exciting? Because I think... What's today? Today is September 30th.
Yeah.
And yesterday, something awesome happened in the history of Teslafication, the Tesla Nation, Tesla Town, as it were.
Was T-Town.
I haven't been allowed to drive the car ever yet.
What?
Tom? I don't know. He's really controlling this guy.
That's our producer, Cece. She's also my cousin, and I'm getting into a bit of trouble as we drive up to the Tesla event. And as she's noted that I don't let her drive, I almost kill us both. Again.
I'm going to drive soon, I think.
So Cece's coming to the event because Tom had some lame reason why he had to stay home.
Test drives? You guys are going to do test drives? No, why?
Bravo looks old.
Why am I here and not there? Stupid test drives. My kid's going to take an Uber to school.
I know. Tragedy. But Cece had a good time. She looked after me. And let's get to the event, shall we? Let's talk about the event itself. What it smelt like, felt like, what it was like. Try and give you a sense of it. And then we'll go through some of the features of the car that is X.
And it's important to show that that any type of car can go electric. We showed that you could make a compelling sports car with the Roadster, and that could go electric. And we showed that you could do it with a sedan, and now we're going to show that you can do it with an SUV. So.
Dude,
why didn't you go to the Tesla event with me?
Because...
You would have had a great time.
I wanted
to go.
There
was shoddy.
I don't know. Would I have had a great time? Because I heard there was no gin. I heard you had a hard time...
No, there was gin. We just didn't have it because we don't drink it.
I heard you had a hard time finding any sort of sustenance of any sort, any foods.
That was upsetting.
I think they invited too many people to our little party this time.
There was... I think somebody said 5,000 people.
That's
you
a
said
lot of...
3,000 people. It was the thousands of the peoples.
Right.
It was amazing.
A lot of people. So tell us like what happened. The last time we went to the Tesla factory, we drove into that one entrance and there was the pickup area. Was that pickup area there? Is that where you were? Were you on another side of the factory?
Let me give you a bit of the cluster
that
happened.
Paint a picture.
Here's the picture. We're at a godforsaken Roach Coach hotel. And then we hop in an Uber.
What happened to the hotel? You didn't stay at the last place that we stayed?
Because it was booked out. Everything was booked out all over the place. Anything with a charger around there, booked. So I stayed at Roach Coach Hotel.
Oh, nice.
Then took an Uber there, which was good, but they have the address. It was like 901 Page Street. So the Uber dropped us off and we waved goodbye. Bye, Mr. Uber.
Bye, Uber.
And then we walked up the front and the guy goes, have you got the little black tag, press pass or VIP? I'm like, no. He's like, well, you don't come in this door. But it's 901 Page Street. I know the whole place is 901 Page Street, mate. You have to wait and get on a shuttle or walk around the giant factory to the other entrance.
Was it an X shuttle?
It was just a giant load of buses. And the guy said, but I suggest you walk because the giant shuttle buses take forever. So Cece and I walked. It was good, though, because we hadn't had much exercise driving up all day.
Lazy.
So we walked all the way up there, round the corner, almost got run over by giant effing greyhound-sized buses. But then we made our way in, and we come towards it, and it's the other... It's sort of the front where you and I went, where you go into the... They deliver the cars, and where you're going. But sort of down the other end to the right, and there were some red lights, and there was... Zombies, Tom. Effing zombies everywhere.
No, that's not true. There weren't actual zombies.
No, there were people.
You made that part
up. There were people and it was dark, so they looked like zombies, but I thought for a second, we're going to get eaten. But we didn't get eaten. They were people. And we stood at the back of the line.
Uh-huh. Because that's where you go. When you go to a line, you go to the back unless you're a jerk.
And we're standing there, and then the guy goes, well, do you have your tag?
With the tags? What is it? Are you vehicles?
And they're like, no, you have to go to the front of the line, to get your tag.
But I just explained to you that you go to the back of the line.
And turn around and come back to the back of the line to get into the thing.
Good Lord.
So I got in. And we got our tags.
Okay.
And here it is here, Tom.
Let me see that.
It's a beautiful looking Tesla launch. Did you bring
one for your buddy Tom to look at and have and hold? And
I don't know. Cece's got it. You have to get it off her. That one's mine.
1506, no password. Oh,
we'll get back to that. 1506. We'll get back to that number. Remember that number, Tom.
1506. That's an important number in the history of numbers.
That's an important number in the history of the world.
Great.
So then we... eventually, they open up the doors, and thousands, I'm talking thousands, how many? Thousands of people.
Big doors? Little doors? What kind of doors are we talking about? Like, paint a picture, like big warehouse doors?
It's a big warehouse. It's a factory door. It's a big factory. It's a big door. You walk through a big door, right?
Well, they got little doors in that factory, you know. That's a valid question. I want you settled down over there.
You're going through the doors, I'm all I'm saying.
Okay.
And then you come around the corner, and there's some red lights, and then boom! You're inside part of the factory. It's been closeted off. It's got the curtains. It's got a big X of like Batman sign. Boom!
Right, there are black monoliths everywhere. I was watching the stream and it was like all these black things with X's on them.
It's great.
Terrible font, by the way. I hate that font.
And there's some big old screens everywhere, but you don't really know where's the stage? Where's the car going to come from? But you do know one thing, son.
Yeah.
There's a bar right in the middle of it.
Oh, yes. There's a big monolith, and that bar like went around the whole monolith, right?
Right.
That looks sweet. I was really wanting to be there right when I saw that.
So the best thing that we did is that we were smart. We didn't go straight to the bar. We walked around the monolith to the back of the bar. Mm-hmm. That part of the bar, way less people.
Nice. Do you want to know how I know what it looked like in that room? Because I don't know if you were on the live stream last night. You probably weren't because you were in the room.
Thank you.
The live stream was not on. There was nothing. No video, no audio.
No coming soon.
No coming soon. Like every once in a while, they'd be like, the program will begin shortly, but then it would go away. It was ridiculous. This is not the way to run a stream. Mm-hmm. You give people a little flavor, a little environment.
Yeah.
So I went.
How do you know?
I went to Periscope. I went to the Periscope app on my phone, and I zoomed into Cali, and I zoomed into Fremont, and there were a couple people inside the room periscoping the out of that place.
Wow.
It was very awesome. One guy had a good shot from the back of the room, 2,500 people watching the Periscope, so I could see the monoliths, I could see the bars, I could see all kinds of VIP areas. I was trying to get you on the Voxer, on the text, to go over and find a guy on Periscope. I wanted to see your smiling, drunken face on the Periscope.
There's a guy from the Motley Fool, Sparks.
Sparks, Daniel. Was it Daniel?
Daniel Sparks. And we sort of hooked up with him on the way as we're going up there. We started Twittering and we started tweeting with him. And he said specifically, hey, talking Tesla guys, because he's a listener, loves
nice.
The show.
Nice.
Thinks we're great and we think he's great.
We do.
And he said, are you going to Periscope or anything from there? And I'm like, no. Should have. You should have come because could have used your technical skills.
I would have periscoped up out of that thing. Would have been sweet. We would have had all of the Periscope followers. I'm telling you that right now.
Would have been the bomb.
Would have been sweet.
Next time, son. Next time. So we get there. We have a couple of shardies.
Uh-huh.
Then we have a couple more.
Nice.
And then an hour later, it still hasn't started, so we have a couple more.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, and we're feeling no pain. But we're not having any food because...
Terrible.
There's a few people walking around with trays of food, but there's just not like it was in the old days. There's 5,000 people. There's not enough food. It's upsetting, but the alcohol was flowing, so it was okay.
Did you happen to see like what kind of food? What are we talking about? Like little spinachy things, little meaty things?
I didn't see
anything.
Well, I had something. I had something, but it was right after everybody had left, and it was kind of on the floor, and I picked it up, and it was... I shouldn't have done it.
That's
hungry.
That's terrible. Because we had a couple of people on the... I was on the Twitter. You were on the Twitter. We were just tweeting back and forth. And a couple of people were like, are you guys going to be recording from there? We want to get the flavor of the place. So now I'm relying on you. But apparently you were drunk and looking for vittles on the floor.
It wasn't
really back to your Australian roots is really what happened there.
It wasn't my best moment. Then what happens is that everybody's in the room and it's really hot, but there's the bar. And then, but after a while, people's like, oh, it's getting hot. Can we get the heck out of here?
Yeah.
And then they open up another set of doors. And I predicted this.
So we're walking into another much larger room and I'm feeling way less claustrophobic. Wow.
There was these big door-looking things behind curtains. Boom. And they bring you into another red. We went from one red room. Into another red room.
Same sort of black monolithy thing?
There was a clear stage. Right at the end, there was a clear stage, and there was air conditioning, so it was 3,000 degrees cooler in that room and slightly bigger.
Was there another bar?
No.
Oh, terrible.
So we're standing there, we're hanging out, and it's the tension's high. It's obviously going to start real soon. And sort of 10 minutes later, there's still nothing happening. I'm like, you know what I'm doing? CC, I'm going back to get us more shouty. Yeah,
I mean,
that's, so I turn around,
a given.
And I start booking towards the bar in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the lights go down and it starts. And then I had to fight my way back. I was scared. I couldn't find CC. There were so many people.
You poor fella.
And then I finally found her. So here's how it went, Tom.
Yeah.
We're going to go through all of the things I talked about.
Yeah.
And my view of what was going on was basically the top of Elon's head. Because I'm a big man, as you know.
Yeah, very, very tall gentleman.
And Cece is too. We're from the same genetic line. In my best shoes, 5'9".
How many yards back from the stage do you think you were at this time?
Probably 30 yards back.
In the center, on the sides?
To the center right. There was a lot of tall people. And I couldn't see much of anything.
Because I'll be honest with you, I had, by this point, the stream was up on live stream.
Yes.
And I was watching the stream, recording my various thoughts while trying to watch the Dodgers clinch the National League West, which was pretty exciting as well.
Did they?
They did.
Excellent.
It was awesome.
Cool.
And so I had a front row seat via the live stream. It was great.
You had a
everything.
Far better view of things.
So if you have any questions about what happened at the event you were at, let me know. I can answer them probably.
I came home.
Okay, good.
I watched it.
Oh, you did, so you know. You saw
already
what I
saw it.
Have you seen what I've seen?
So it was but let me, a few more things before we get into this.
Okay, I'm
sorry. Rock concert-like feeling. Oh. Just people are so excited. Just thousands of people's like a rock. They were crazy. And you know that you've got the fanboys there. When Elon comes up and starts talking about the car, and he starts talking about a filter, an air filter.
Ridiculous.
And people are going ape. They're like going, oh my God, look at the size of that filter.
They hadn't been sitting around for an hour waiting for his dumb ass to come out from backstage, though, at that point, right? Did he start on time? It started at 8, right? Promptly at 8?
Yeah, probably at, 9:30?
Thanks, Elon.
Gosh.
Very professional.
I think we're getting used to this now.
Yeah,
this
whatever.
Is, this is our second event.
Anger.
Both of them quite late. All right, so let's go through it, Tom.
So we're going to start off with what's actually most important for a car, which is safety.
He did his presentation. First of all, he went over the safety stuff. I'm very impressed as an emergency physician.
He opened with that. I thought that was interesting, right? Opened completely with safety. I felt that was very fascinating to me. He had the side impact thing where he showed a Q5 side impact with like the bar into the driver. That driver was dead. And then the Tesla, same person. Not the only thing that died in that were Falcon wings.
I'll be Falcon true. So super safe. Side impact, rolling over, very difficult to do.
Right, low center
highest
of gravity.
Possible rating for a car, like a 6.5 rating.
Well, let's
it's a 5 rating.
Okay,
but
it's
then
a 5. They don't
rating.
Have a 6.
They explained it though. Right, if there were a continual rating, it would get a 6.5.
Right.
But it's the safest SUV on the market by far.
Elon.
I like that. That's a sale thing. You're a mum and you got kids in that. You don't want them to die. You're like, I want the safest SUV on the market. Boom, Tesla is your buy.
SUV, right. Not an SUV. I'm sorry. I'm gonna actually.
It's a crossover.
CUV is what it's a lot like. It's not an SUV.
A CUV.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. You know what they used to call it when I was a kid? Station wagon.
Oh, stay wag.
It's basically, that's the new term for a station. You don't want to call a station wagon. Crossover SUV.
No, but it's not a station wagon. A station wagon has a big open flat back.
Oh,
okay, it's a crossover like. Big time. It's a crossover.
All right, here we go. The next thing they talked about. So safety is good.
Yeah, very good.
Life
actually
saved.
Like probably
huge.
The number one thing he talked about yesterday,
huge.
In my opinion.
It's
for sure.
Huge. Who am I doing? Huge. It's going to be huge.
Huge.
You're going to be huge.
Are you doing Trump?
Yeah, I'm doing Trump.
you need a different hairdo if you're going to do Trump.
I got no hair.
Okay,
all right,
good.
So then he went into the air filter.
This is what a normal car filter looks like. It's really, really quite small. This is the primary air filter of the Model X, and this is the secondary air filter.
I thought it was crazy. Everybody's going nuts about the air filter.
Chinese market.
Zombie mode.
Did you see the slide?
Yeah.
Yeah, the zombie mode.
The zombie mode.
Or the Beijing mode.
Yes. I love that. I think it's fantastic. It's great marketing. It filters out. It's like being in an operating room. If you had appendicitis, Tom, I could whip you back there and try and take it out. I've never really taken one out by myself in 30 years.
Let me ask you this question.
But I could give it a bash.
Have you ever driven a perfectly clean operating room to, say, I don't know, the mall and open the doors? Really?
That's
come on, bro.
That's what I was saying. So the zombie apocalypse starts. The virus is in the air.
Uh-huh.
You're in your X,
uh-huh,
and you're filtering it quickly. Zombie mode.
Uh-huh.
Now what?
Yeah.
Are you going to stay there forever?
Right.
Or maybe you just drive away up the hills where there is no viruses and you can turn it off and get out. Maybe that's what it's about.
I discovered, actually, yesterday I think I had an epiphany as to why there's a biohazard button on the car. A couple weeks ago, Elon was talking about Mars on the Stephen Colbert show,
uh-huh,
correct?
Yeah.
About nuking Mars.
Yeah.
So he's like, nuke Mars, bring an X, drive around nuclear Mars with your biohazard button pushed. You're cool. No nuclear winter for you.
I like the way you're thinking. Yeah. The problem with zombie mode is the getting out. And actually, the other problem with zombie mode is the zombies.
Yeah, they don't exist.
No,
yeah,
they exist, mate. Trust me.
Yeah. Something that we worked very hard on is a windshield that's a panoramic windshield. So it comes up and over and feels like a helicopter cockpit when you're driving.
All right. So he talked about how much you can see in this car and the, mm-hmm, visibility. Now I can actually give you the reason I went to this event.
Did you sit in the driver's seat?
Thank you. No. I sat in the front passenger seat.
Okay. I saw that picture. I was wondering
front
if there's a driver's
passenger seat.
Seat.
And you sit in this thing and it's just like glass everywhere. You can see, like he described, the cockpit of a helicopter. It's this dome-like experience. It's actually a little freaky. It's like, oh God, I can see everything.
Originally, we were trying to solve a problem, which is, how do you access the third row if you have child seats in the second row?
So what you do, like, you fold down the second row of seats, right, to get into the third row? Is that what happens, Mel?
Wow, we could edit in some audio. Right here. I don't think we can say yet if they fold or not. This is a...
I just said it. Did you not hear me?
We don't know.
No, we know.
No, you...
You want to see the
picture?
You
know.
Do you want to see the picture?
You have a picture on the internet.
I mean...
And you're making these wild accusations based on a picture on the internet.
How often have I been wrong on this show?
Huh. Do you want to talk about the second rows right now?
No. Let's talk about getting into the third row because
I
saw
it.
It was cool.
You move that second row up. You got this little electric thing. And then you can hop right in. That's always a problem getting in the third row of these types of cars.
Very difficult.
Now it's much better. Oh my gosh. So that's pretty cool. And the third row, some pretty big dudes were getting in and out of that saying, that's perfectly fine.
Oh, really? So I was going to ask you, you didn't sit back there? You just saw dudes getting in and out?
Oh, yeah. Just watched some big dudes getting in and out. I didn't actually hop back there.
Did you sit in the second row?
I did sit in the second row.
And how was that?
They are lovely seats. Very,
they look
sculpted
very nice
and beautiful, and they're very... they're comfortable, and underneath it's like an airplane. You can stick your shite underneath the
backpack
seat.
And
they're perfect in every way. I can't see any problem with it.
No
so
problems
let's move
whatsoever.
On.
I think
so
maybe,
go.
but I did have a question about the second row. Did you sit in the 7-seat configuration or the 6? Did you see that there's a 6?
I saw that there's a 6, but I did not see
pretty
a 6
interesting
there.
I saw a picture of a 6 with a center console in the middle of the back.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Well, that's pretty fascinating.
Mm-hmm. And then they folded up the second row and it was all moving.
No, I don't think that's what happened. I don't remember. I saw the second row tilt.
Yes.
And I saw the second row move forward.
Yes.
But I did not see the second row lay flat. I also did not see a whole bunch of boxes. I did not see a plywood laying flat back there. I didn't see any of that happening.
They don't look like they fold to me.
What?
I'll be the first to admit it.
What? They don't fold. Oh, that's interesting.
But they didn't show, and this, we'll get to that. There's a...
Yeah.
They didn't show it folding. They didn't show how far forward it went. It's a little strange. It's as if they're not telling us the whole story, Tom.
Yeah, it doesn't fold. It moves forward and tilts. But that's fine. I mean, whatever. You can keep the dream alive about folding second row seats.
We'll get back
V2,
to it.
V2.
So that's the Falcon Wing doors.
And the doors are fantastic.
Are we talking about the front doors?
No, we're talking about the Falcon Wing doors.
Yeah, they did an interesting little demo. I don't know about you, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love these guys. I get it.
Yeah.
I'm on board. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
So he does a thing. He parks the car.
Yes.
He brings in two other cars that weren't Teslas. I thought that was weird.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then he does a demo about how awesome it is. Look how close these two cars together. You can open the Falcon Wing doors and get in and out of the car. No problem.
Yeah.
Is the driver's seat Falcon? What the hell is wrong with these people? Is everybody's like... look at the driver now is stuck in the car. All your passengers have abandoned you to do what? You can't get into the front seat from the second row of seats, can you?
There's of course you can.
There's a console in the middle.
Yeah, if you're a gymnast and small, you can jump right over there.
No, that's the weirdest thing that he never mentions. Like, you can open it in a garage right next to the wall, but the driver can't get out. What's up with that?
I don't know.
You got no issues with that? You're okay with
no,
all
I
that?
No, I think it's interesting. I'm trying to think of the use scenarios where that being able to open up those doors, little tiny space, is useful when the front doors don't do the same thing.
Right. It's
I don't know.
They're great doors. It makes
getting in and out of the car a lot easier. I'll give you that.
I get all of that. I think all of that is great, but I don't understand the mentality.
Well, maybe he's just saying, you're probably, if you had these doors, you'd be worried that they're going to swing way out further than a normal door. And I'm going to show you, not only do they not swing out way more than a normal door, they swing out way less than a normal door.
And they have sensors, so they adapt. They swing out different ways depending on how the stuff around them is feeling, like it has its own sensor situation.
When they were doing later in the night, where you could hop in the car and go for a drivey drive, they kept leaving the Falcon doors up and driving up to pick up the next group of people. And I thought, that is going to take somebody's effing head off. You can drive with the Falcon doors up like this, put a few razors on that, and it's Death Race 2000 all over again, mate. Boom, you're going to kill people with
that. Or you could, like, raise the Falcon Wing doors, and me and you could sit in the second row seats and just shoot the zombies, like, as we go by.
Do you have a cough?
No, that's a machine gun sound. Like, so I'm in the back seat, and someone else, like, Mike is driving, and me and you are, like, killing the zombies. No.
Why? Because we have a cough?
Yes, because, you know, you never mind. You don't play video games.
Well, there's sonar through metal, and there's got sensors in those things, and they look pretty cool. But Cece said that she finds them freaky. They look like spiders. She's arachnophobic big time, these doors come up and down. She's like, oh, it looks like a spidey. She didn't say it in that voice, but that's interesting. Maybe some people are going to be turned off by the spidey doors. You heard it here first talking this time.
So Molex is capable of towing 5,000 pounds.
How much can it carry? So then he brings out the car, dragging a giant
Airstream trailer is what it was. Silver, beautiful surfboard on the side of it.
I so wanted to go on a trip when I saw that.
So nice. That thing was nice.
Notice that they said nothing about how much mileage you're going to get with that puppy filled up.
No, they didn't mention the range at all with that situation.
Something we developed with for the Model X is, like, let's say you want to carry skis, bikes, you want to do that quickly and easily. We made an accessories hitch that can be put on by a kid in approximately 10 seconds.
That was fascinating. But that looks cool that you can do that. They brought the little kid out and they put the hitch. That thing looks like the bomb in 10 seconds, 5 seconds, 2 seconds. The kid puts the hitch on there, 4 bikes, 6 skis. That thing looks pretty cool. I like
it. Yeah, the trailer hitch was cool. You could open the hatch with the, you know, he made a big deal about being able to open the hatch with that hitch on it. You could carry 4 bikes.
Then performance, he went through, you know, the range for the standard one's going to be 247 miles, which I think is good. It's about where we thought it would be. We'd hoped that it would be a bit more. These are all going to be 90s, it sounds like. I don't think they're going to have an 85. It doesn't sound like it, but
they're all 90s, man.
They're all 90s, man. Mm-hmm. And the 0 to 60, 4.8, not bad. Standard. And if you want to get the really fast one, the Ludicruise, 3.2, mate. So let me finish off the night.
Oh, please. Yeah.
So we sit in the car, we take some pictures, we go outside, and then they're letting people in to go for a test drive. Basically, it looked like they were driving. You could hop in and drive around with them. They weren't letting you drive it because they knew everybody in that room was hammered from no food and Chardonnay.
Oh, they were driving you around. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. So that's where that number. Let's get back to the number on my little tag here, Tom. I was number 1,506. If I wanted to wait there and wait there, and wait there.
Oh, my God.
And wait there. I could have gone for a drive around the parking lot.
Were those numbers given out randomly, or was it as you showed up?
As you showed up.
Oh, you should have got there.
So
six.
I did not go for a ride, but I didn't care because I have a Tesla. I know what a Tesla rides like. I know that. I just wanted to be in it.
The people that are listening to us, they want to know. I understand 1,500. I wouldn't have waited either, to be honest with you. I would have went and got some food finally.
Thank you.
That's for sure. So let's talk a little bit about the P90 thing and the cost. That there's no way you're getting an X for under 100 grand.
I'm sure that there's some way to get it for 100 grand, but it's going to be hard.
Yeah, you'd steal it from you once you get it in the middle of the night. How about the key fob? Did you see the key fob?
Nope.
No, so you don't know if it's any different. Oh, the approach door thing.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say
that. What about the approach door situation?
That looks to me like a sales pitch.
You're obviously familiar with the Falcon Wing door. What we also have is an auto-presenting front door.
Yeah, did you feel that was cool or not cool? Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. Here's one of the problems with the S.
Yeah.
That if you don't have an S, you don't know. It has these silver doors, or at least these silver door handles that retract.
Yeah.
In Woodland Hills,
mm-hmm.
in the summer,
yeah.
gets very hot.
Mm.
If you touch that silver door mm-hmm. handle, it will take the skin off you in a second.
Third degree?
It will burn you like a laser.
Interesting.
So maybe this is a good thing because you just walk up and the car door pops open. At the Tesla Motor Club site, people were asking a whole bunch of other questions, unanswered questions from that night. For example, just exactly how do all those doors work, the front ones and the hinging doors? We still don't know the specifics about that. Lots and lots of people want to know about that second row. Does it fold forward and bend under? It doesn't look like it folds, but it tips and it goes forward. But how far forward? How much cargo area, therefore, does it leave you to really put stuff in the back if you've still got that set of seats there? There's also a lot of stuff that's a little less important, but what does the fob look like? And how many cup holders do you have? And how many power outlets? And how many storage containers? Stuff that sort of gets you excited, that tricked out trivia stuff that we like. What about the UI interface on the touchscreen? Is the touchscreen different? What about charging? Is there anything different there? There's a whole bunch of unanswered things. Let's get back to the Dom and Mel conversation and get some sort of final thoughts. But overall, after sitting in it,
yeah,
after looking at it,
uh-huh. touching it.
After touching
it. Fondling it.
Smelling it.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, mm-hmm. I was a little bit on the fence. Like, really? Am I going to spend another 100 grand on a car? That is insane. Whether I lease it or not, it's a lot of money. And I came away, I'm like, that's the car I want. I want that car. I love my Tesla S. It is the greatest thing in the world. But the X
yeah.
is what I want. It's what I deserve,
okay.
Tom.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you this question very, very specifically. And I'm not talking about your wife.
Okay.
I'm not talking about your family.
No, don't talk about them.
I'm talking about
they're
you specifically.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
that car
yeah.
instead of the S? What is it specifically? Is it all the bells and whistles and the little technology? But what is it specifically?
Yes. One is I'm a techno geek.
You're a
I just
nerd.
Like stupid stuff that's yeah. geeky.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
We both do.
Second one, I like that it's a little higher up. Now, I didn't get a chance to drive it around, but it's a little higher up and I knew that visibility. Spectacular.
All right.
So they're the two reasons. And then, mm-hmm. although I don't throw a lot of crap in the back of my car,
yeah.
I could see myself
yeah.
taking that car,
mm-hmm.
driving wherever I want, putting a lot of crap in there,
mm-hmm.
sleeping in the damn thing in the back. It's that much room. Were you convinced, Tom, you're like, you're on the edge and you're going to get a new car and this is too expensive for you, but did it change the dial of I'm going to drop too much money on a car? Did you get to the point where like, oh,
no,
I'm really close?
I cannot personally justify a $1,200 a month car payment.
Did it make you want to justify it?
I wanted, yes. It made me want to, I want to drive it.
Yes, you need to think about it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yes. Do I want one? Of course I want one.
Do you want one more now than when before the event?
No, because I wanted it a lot. Yeah, I don't know. Not more. No, I would love to drive. I would love to have been there with you, been in it. I had some family responsibilities.
Whatever.
I feel bad that I've let Tesla Nation down.
Yeah.
Because they want to hear what the Tom has to say about
the
things.
Tom abides. We learned that in the first
right.
season.
The safety thing, it had me. They had me at safety, I'll be honest with you. That was incredible. I would love to put my teenage daughter in that, and she would be cocooned in the lovely safeness that it is. But it's a lot of money.
That, you know, I had exactly the same thought. I was like, this is the car I want my son to drive as his first car.
Yeah.
Every kid should have a car that's this safe
because yeah.
they crash them a lot. But you can't go crashing a $100,000 car or even just dinging it up the way 16-year-olds because they don't know how to back things up.
Right. Parking too close to vans with the Falcon Wing doors.
Falcon Wing doors are just the bomb.
So, yeah, I don't want it anymore, but I do not want it any less. I'll tell you that right now.
This is supposed to be a short. It's already 40 minutes long.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, the people
totally
need
worth
to know
it.
This stuff.
So
this
here's the things we're going to follow up on next week.
Yeah.
Or the week after, whenever this thing comes out.
Yeah.
Tom, we've got to find some video of those the second row seats. We got to know how far forward they go and what it looks like in there in terms of space.
You saw the video. He moved them forward.
He didn't crank them all away. Or did he? We don't know. That's the thing. We don't know.
Right.
You've got to get your little Tesla friends.
Yeah. We're on it.
We've got it.
There's going to be some video posted very soon.
We've got to get some stuff going on. Eight.
Talking Tesla Nation, you're welcome. Zombie mode is in the books. And thanks for going up there, taking time out of your busy schedule.
I'm a busy man.
Thank you all for listening.
Yeah.
And send us anything we may have missed about that event. Send us some questions. We'll answer them the best that we can.
We'll make you famous on the Talking Tesla. It's a good show. You should listen to it.
It's pretty.
Oh, you are listening to it.
They are listening. Yeah.
It's good time.
Confusing. All right, buddy.
Bye. Thanks,
Thank
Tom.
You. Thanks, Mel.
Bye, Thomas.
We're
talking Tesla.
I'll leave that my car on stage when it arrives, so that you can come and take a close look at it and call around it and that kind of thing. And that's that. Really, I hope you have a great night. Enjoy the test drives.
It's hard for me because, again, like when I'm saying, like, I want to carry a bunch of crap in the back of my car, I kind of want to abuse it a little bit. I feel like I don't want to abuse $100,000 worth of automobile.
Trust me. Every car after a first month, it just becomes a car.
So, like, French fries. What I do like is if I drop some French fries in the back seat, they're going to just fall down and be able to see them. They're not going to be gone forever because I have found some very old French fries in my current automobile.
That's really important for the zombie apocalypse that those French fries still be in there.
Oh, that's
so you
a good
can get
point.
In there and get
so
out.
There's no, like, food storage.
No, the food storage.
Wow.
Old food
That's
storage.
An excellent point. I bet Elon didn't think about that.